All right, I'd like to call the Audit Committee meeting of April 11th to order. We'll begin with roll call.
Member Villanova?
Here.
Member Nerland Proxy Page Benavides?
Present.
Member Cedarburg?
Present.
Vice Chairman Pacheco?
Here.
Chairman Maxig?
And I'm here. We're now going to move on to the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is approve the agenda. Any modifications to the agenda that we need to know about? Seeing none from staff, board members, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We'll take our attorney's motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 That passes unanimously. I wanted to throw you one bone.
Everybody gets a bone. Yeah.
All right. Next is public presentations. Is there anyone in the public wishing to comment on matters relevant to this body? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion. We'll move on to approval of the January 10th, 2025 Audit Committee meeting minutes. Take a minute just to review those. Any modifications, any comments on that from board members? Anyone in the public wishing to comment on the January 10th Audit Committee meeting minutes? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion, bring it back for a motion. I'll move for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain.
And we have one abstention. Moving on to consent items, we only have one. Item 6A, approved quarterly fraud report covering January 1st, 2025 to March 31st. Any questions on that report? Anyone in the public wishing to comment on the only consent item? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion, bring it back to the board for approval.
I'd make a motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that passes unanimously. Moving to discussion and action items, item 7A, review and accept the County of Fresno single audit report for the year ended June 30th, 2024. Staff, the floor is yours.
Good morning. This is my last time to present here for the county audit because I reached my 6 years for the county as an audit partner, so I need to be rotated off. It's my pleasure to present the county's 2024 single audit result here. I would like to briefly explain our scope and the audit process. We performed the single audit or the federal compliance audit over the county's selected major programs, federal grant programs for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2024, in accordance with the uniform guidance. We also considered and tested the county's internal controls over relevant federal compliance for these major federal grants.
No tax extensions. We need the money. We need it. All right.
As a basis to determine our audit procedures, this year we selected 9 major federal programs for our testing. It is the most during probably even over the COVID period. We didn't test so many programs. Congress kind of got more federal funding last few years. So we tested state administration matching grant for SNAP, community development block grants, home investment partnership program, coronavirus state and local physical recovery fund, local assistance and the tribe contingency fund, public health emergency response, temporary assistance for needy families, child support enforcement, and social service block grant. The total expenditures for the major programs tested were approximately $276 million, out of, or 45% of the total $609 million of the county's total expenditures of federal awards for the fiscal year 2024. We performed our audit of this federal programs with type of requirements that could have direct and material effect over the program compliance in the following areas. Activities allowed or unallowed, allowable cost or cost principle, cash management eligibility, procurement, suspension and debarment, reporting, subrecipient monitoring, and special tests and provisions. As a result of our audit, we issued our audit opinion or report, which is the independent auditor's report on compliance for each major program and on internal controls over compliance required by the uniform guidance. We issued a qualified opinion for the Home Investment Partnership Program and an unmodified opinion for all other eight major programs for the year ended June 30th, 2024. We also determined that the non-compliance finding for the Home Investment Partnership Program indicate as a major material weakness in internal control over compliance. This concludes my presentation. I'm now open for any questions you have.
Questions from board members. A question I have. You worked at, after you performed your audit, received information, did you have an opportunity to speak with Oscar about some of the deficiencies that you found
Yes.
from your audit? And do you feel that the steps that the county is taking is adequate to remedy the deficiencies that you found, or do you feel that additional action needs to be taken?
Yes. Well, we, you know, as a requirement under the uniform guidance, we have to obtain the formal response and corrective action plan from the department and from Audit Controller's Office to address the finding. Hopefully, you know, we can implement all the corrective action plans by actually by May this year.
Okay.
So I think the finding itself is due to turnover issues in the department, and all the experienced staff are gone, and the replacement staff, they just do not have the knowledge to know the compliance requirement. So that's the key there.
Fair enough. Oscar, with that, hopefully here at the county we have systems in place
what happened,
to onboard
I believe
people.
Somebody within the department left and didn't train the next person. And so what we're going to do in my office is that we're going to remind the departments to make sure that they're in compliance. They thought it was supposed to be done every 3 years instead of every single year, and on the third year they would do additional work for that home program. So there was a confusion as to no pass down from the previous person to the new person. I believe the new person is here. I don't know.
No? Yes.
She's here if you want to ask any questions of the department themselves. But we're going to remind them in the training that happens in May.
Yes.
For the departments. That's what we're going to do on our end to make sure that they're compliant.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions? Anyone in the public wishing to comment on this item? Sure, no public comment. No one wants to come up. All right, I'll close public portion. And this is a review and accept the County of Fresno single audit report. I'll entertain a motion for acceptance.
Motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes unanimously. Next item is 7B, review and approve the Internal Service Department head transition report.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'm going to recuse myself from discussing this one, so I'll step outside.
Not a problem. We'll call you back in a minute.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Daisy, and I'm an accountant in the Financial Reporting and Audits Division. And today I will be going over briefly the Internal Services Department Transition Review Report, which was conducted in accordance with Government Code 24051, Fresno County Administrative Office Management Directive 400, and internal policies and procedures. This review was performed as part of the routine review process when there is a transition in department leadership and was limited in its scope. The audit focused in three main key areas, which include cash handling, asset management, and policy compliance. Each of these areas resulted in a finding. The first finding relates to cash handling practices. As part of our review procedures, we conducted unannounced cash counts of the department's petty cash and change funds, and that's a total of four separate funds. During one of these cash counts, we noted that the security code to the safe holding one of the petty cash funds was easily accessible. That the county's cash manual specifically requires departments to implement measures that protect cash assets from unauthorized access. In this case, the current practice does not align with those established safeguards. The second finding pertains to asset management. In our review, we selected 30 capital assets and 21 inventoryable assets for testing. However, one capital asset and seven inventoryable assets had been replaced for testing, as they did not actually belong to the department. The department, however, noted that the assets were included due to their role in the service, support, or disposal of these assets. But that was clarified later on after testing. We also identified two inventorial assets that could not be located. As the department mentioned, they did not exist. And finally, one capital asset and three inventorial assets lacked the proper documentation to support their surplus or lost status. These issues highlight the need for improved asset tracking, classification, as well as strengthened documentation practices. And finally, we reviewed compliance with the requirements related to the quarterly report of gifts and gratuities, statement of economic interest, and certification of capital and returnable asset filings. Our review of the quarterly report of gifts and gratuities found that 4 out of 12 employees selected for testing did not sign the form within the required time frame. As for the statement of economic interest, we noted multiple issues, including that the interim department head did not file Form 700 upon appointment as required, and the outgoing department head did not file the form upon leaving office, which is also required. And an additional 2 employees did not fully complete the form. And lastly, as required per government code, both incoming and outgoing department heads are required to complete a certification of capital and inventory assets during the transition. The department confirmed that this certification was not completed, which resulted in noncompliance with the requirements. We have made the appropriate recommendations for the findings, and the department has also responded to these findings. And I believe you all should have a copy of that response in your materials. If you have any questions, I could answer any questions, or the department's also here to respond.
Questions for staff? I have one. What was the capital asset? The one capital asset that couldn't be found? What was that?
Let me check. It was an electronic.
So like a TV, laptop?
Like a laptop.
Laptop, okay. All right. Very good. Any additional? No? Anyone in the public wishing to comment on this item? And I will say, we have the new director from, Internal Services. I forget what the new name is. General Services. If the new General Services director can come forward, we're gonna put you through the fire.
And IT, because that's the other.
And IT. The new IT director, yes, and General Services. Come forward, please. Because I know Ed Hill is mentioned in the letter. When this initially went out, because we hadn't formally, I think, approved our two new directors. But I just wanted to say congratulations. We're very excited to have you here. And as you are aware, the audit committee consists of our attorney and representatives from the CAO's office, other departments, and, of course, 2 supervisors that are here. But we appreciate you guys coming on board. And if you have maybe 60 seconds just to make a quick introduction, because I don't know that everybody in the audience or up here completely knows you, but now's your moment to have 60 seconds to share with us.
I'm Mike, prefer to be called Mike Kerr. Come from my experience is 19 years with Orange County and then approximately 20 months with Ventura County. In Orange County, I was responsible for I started at the DA's office as their IT manager, took care of everything there, soup to nuts, went into their central IT and ended up taking care of their network and telephony, their telephones, ended up responsible for their 64,000 square foot data center. So kind of a breadth of experience of everything there. And then in Ventura, I was their deputy chief information officer over their criminal justice. So they had one large computer system that was called Visegis, which all of their five criminal justice agencies utilized. And we were working on upgrading that from an old PowerBuilder Sybase environment to a .NET SQL environment. So
you said that system was called Facetious? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Facetious. I like that. I missed that kidding. For 20 months. Where were you?
I'm just kidding. All right.
Thank you. Sure. Raymond Hunter and various departments with the state of California and Los Angeles. I worked in space planning facilities. I ran logistics warehouse. And in addition to the large contract department, and I currently teach at Santa Monica as well, human resource courses, and I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. We're happy to have you. And with the corrective actions that were identified, you guys are fully on board with everything, and I'm sure you've got some new tools you plan on deploying to make sure that we track assets appropriately, correct?
Correct. Yes. It took me back to DNV and the cash handling and also asset management throughout the state of California and dealing with them, so yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. With that, I'll close the public portion, bring it back to our board. This is a review and approve of the ISD and department head transition report. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second? Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nope. It carries with 4-1 abstention. All right, moving on to item 8, staff updates. Oscar quickly is jumping up. He's got a huge binder, a lot of notes in there. All right, Oscar, what do you have for us?
You want me to wait for, there we go.
We wait for no one.
So I just have a quick update of status on the, I have three items, the home garage audit engagements, sheriff, public works, probation, DA. All entrance conferences were performed. Departments are gathering documents. They are due by April 25th, and hopefully we can get those done by June 30th. Second update is Easton Special District. We're in contract talks with an auditor, and this special district has been out of compliance with audits. And this particular auditor is going to audit starting 2018, and staff in my office is going to perform the financial statements. And we're going to pay for the audit, and then the district is going to reimburse us for the audit. So out of the budget that the county has provided me, we're going to do that. This is a pilot program. Hopefully we can get all the special districts in compliance with their audits that they need to do. The third item is a compliance audit versus fiscal or financial engagements. We started an audit with one of the departments. They didn't think we had the authority to conduct it because it was a compliance audit. In talking to county council, they said the auditor doesn't have the authority to cause such an audit. We looked into the management directives, the administrative policies, and internal charter. There's conflicting information in there, because most all the fiscal audits that we do have an aspect of compliance in with them as well. So we're hoping, in order to conduct this audit, and you might want to ask counsel, I've stopped the audit right now, and I don't know if we can perform these other audits without going to the full board.
All right. I think I've had some communication with the CAO's office. The CAO was out until last week, you know, in Turkey and Greece. And I talked with the HR director, and she's already gathering the stuff. So I expect the CAO to go ahead and authorize moving forward with that. But we do right now have an administrative issue in that the administrative policies place the CAO over compliance audits. But I don't think there's any reason why the CAO will stand in the way of that.
Yeah, well, as long as the audit gets
still
done.
Still plan to clean up these administrative policies because they're conflicting. The management directive authorizes myself to go ahead and do these, and the administrative policies, the CAO does it, and then the audit charter says they can as well. So I want to make sure that we're all on the same page and bring something to the board just to make sure that it's cleared up.
Well, good luck on working that one out, but we appreciate you trying to
and Oscar, we'll get that one done.
What's that?
We'll get that done. With
okay.
The
excellent. Anything
that's
else?
All. That's the extent of my...
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. How's everything going with tax collection?
Tax collection, we're on par with last year, so everything's good. I mean, I don't know if you passed by yesterday. I was kind of surprised and then at the end impressed because staff was efficient and there wasn't the long lines that you've used to seeing, but the money still came in.
All right.
So, I mean, that's a good thing. So we're...
They paid.
So we've already collected about $1 billion for the tax year, which is pretty close to par for this time of year.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you for that.
Sure.
That's just staff updates. So moving on to Buddy Mendez's favorite part of the meeting, even though he's not here, is item 9. Do I have anyone want to make a motion for adjournment? No? Oh, we've got a motion. Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. We are adjourned. Nothing left.